the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 8:01. I'm Eric Scott. New Jersey mayors and state lawmakers are blasting the Murphy administration for holding a meeting on the mysterious drone sightings. Murphy didn't attend. They didn't get any answers. Montgomery Mayor Nina Singh says she was disappointed by the Wednesday meeting at State Police Headquarters.
These people had no answers, legitimately no answers to what's going on. They have no idea who's doing it, no idea where they're taking off from, no idea where they're landing, no clue.
Assemblyman Brian Bergen says it was a waste of time. About 100 mayors were at the meeting along with state lawmakers to hear from officials with the Department of Homeland Security and State Police. State Senator John Bramnick, also a Republican gubernatorial candidate, is calling for a limited state of emergency, and he wants the government to tell what they know about these drones.
Hundreds of drones have been flying over military bases, over the seashore, over people's homes, and they go, well, that doesn't seem to be a problem. Well, if it's not a problem, then maybe you want to tell us what it is.
Governor Murphy doesn't appear inclined to declare a state of emergency. He avoided questions about that during an appearance on public radio last night. Murphy says he'll be meeting with the White House today, wishes the federal government would take a more robust role in figuring out where the drones are coming from. He then accused Congressman Jeff Van Drew of fear-mongering by claiming an Iranian ship is the source off the Jersey Shore. It's a claim the Pentagon denies. But Van Drew, appearing on Bill Spadia's show this morning, says the Coast Guard has told Congress that they're coming from somewhere in the ocean. We have expanded coverage this morning at NJ1015.com. New Jersey 101.5 News Time, 8:02. New Jersey Fast Traffic is next. Now, New Jersey 101.5, instant weather.
After a bit of rain passed on by, we're now left with the wind and colder temperatures. We're going to be looking at sunshine, a few clouds in the afternoon and even into tonight. Highs will be in the upper 30s across the far northern areas to around 45 closer to the shore. Tonight, again, just a few clouds, lows around 20 inland and upper 20s at the beach. And then tomorrow, we're looking at sunshine for most of the day. It will be still cold but not harsh with less winds, mainly in the mid to upper 30s. I'm meteorologist Jeff Nordine.
Andover 29, Monroe is 34, Seaside Heights 34. Download our mobile app for breaking news, weather and traffic alerts sent to your phone, customized for your neighborhood. Stay informed with New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York.
Not New York.
Not Philadelphia.
Not Philadelphia.
We're proud to be Jersey's own.
New Jersey 101.5.
Join the conversation.
The best New Year's deals are happening now at Tanger Outlets. Celebrate with up to 70% off savings from Nike Factory Store, Coach, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. From activewear to accessories, beauty and apparel, find everything you're looking for to kickstart the new year. The clock is ticking. Hurry into Tanger Outlets to save more. Hundreds of brands, unbeatable value. Plan your trip at tanger.com.